a topic of debate, and it's a sensitive topic, I do realise that down here in Youghal, is the debate on whether to look for the re-establishment of a railway line into Youghal, or indeed to proceed with a greenway similar to what is there in that's in place in Dungarvan, linking Dungarvan to Youghal. Now, I will say at the outset, being a driver myself, anything that keeps cyclists off the road, I welcome, but that's just me. And I'm not trying to be too general there because, look, most cyclists are very well behaved, but there are a few. Anyway, we're not talking about Dungarvan to Waterford, we're talking Middleton to Youghal. Is it a greenway or should it be a railway? I'm delighted to welcome into studio former Fine Gael councillor here in Youghal, Michael Beecher. Michael, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Thanks, Dara. It's good to be here again. The last time I was here, I was with ex-councillor Ollie Casey and we had a good chat on the issue. Now, actually, for people, it's too late now for people to put in submissions. The deadline was on the 30th. Which is only just a couple, just yesterday actually. So I hope people did put in their submissions, whether they're for the greenway or they object to the greenway. I'm all for democracy, and if people don't put in, haven't put in their submission, sorry, they haven't got it. There's no point in the shouting no, because when they had the opportunity to put on paper, and believe me, I know from my own experience as a councillor, submissions are taken into consideration, and furthermore, you can add then to them submissions. It's like any planning permission that goes up in a site, and if people want to object or need to add on to whatever the proposed plan is, and I'm talking about any life plan, if they don't put it on paper during the time that's suggested, it's pointless, you know. And as you see, you know yourself, a lot of submissions or plans, they go to Board Planála and they have the final say. But people who actually put in submissions before the deadline, they have a say and it continues on and they will be notified.
Now, Michael, I've always been interested about the role of elected officials, and sometimes I feel that they're around every 5 years knocking on doors, looking for a vote, and then we'll see you again in 5 years. Like, you know, for something like this, people that put in submissions, what powers do the elected officials actually have? Or is it above that again? Is it another step of bureaucracy where you have people in management who are actually making the decisions and the councillors have very little say in the end?
No, it runs through each council. As I say, I'm talking from my own experience of a town council, but now it is municipal. So everything goes through. All the submissions actually go to each one of the councillors. They go in turn, then there'll be a presentation to the council, and all the drafts will be submitted. They all go through them, and especially when there's a town development plan or a county development plan, I really do encourage people to put in, because it's very interesting. People have a say, and if they have an idea. Now, I know myself when I stood for the local election last time, it was all about people, we want to get our blue flags back. It's great to see the water treatment plant up and running. I made sure when I was in the council, nothing was going to get in the way of it, and it's delivered. And I know that the next issue that if I was standing, which I'm not, I want to get that out there, people are even saying then, well, we want a railway back. Now, the railway station is intact, still owned by CIE, well, it is Éan Ródaire now. The track area is still in place. I know it costs money to put it. It also costs an awful lot of money to put up these greenways. But the thing about it, their argument is anything is better than what it is. And I'm not against greenways in any way, shape or form. I think they're good, they're healthy. It cleans up the areas. But I know we've often heard it down along the line when they use the word temporary. There's no such thing as temporary in my book, because I've seen it in past. For instance, the fire station in Kent Street. I remember when that was put up, they were told it was temporary because it was literally in front of the people's houses. And it's there still, and it's permanent now.
Right, okay.
You know?
But you were talking about money there, Michael. I've done a bit of research on this myself, and I've spoken to people within Irish Rail. To lay a mile of track costs €5 million. Mm. There's 15 miles of rail track required from Youghal connected to the main grid in Midleton. You're talking somewhere in the region of €75 million. Now, as against that, the argument for a greenway would say, well, hold on a while now. You know, this is all about recreation. It's about wellness and feeling good, getting out, getting some exercise and all the rest. Then on the other side of it, you have people who are saying, well, the connectivity isn't there. It would shorten commute journeys. How do you balance both? Because I would say there's an argument there for both, but we're not going to get both.
Sure. Well, number one, I'm all for exercise. It's very important today. Now, in Youghal presently, we're very fortunate. We have plenty of walkways in Youghal. We have a slob bank. We have the Heatfield Towers Road, which nobody uses. It's a beautiful walk. We have the boardwalk. Even walking along the street at night, we have a safe town to walk on. And there's ample exercise facilities also in Youghal. Now, besides that, I know of correct. I'm not going to hear dispute what the costings of what a rail line will cost. Naturally, yeah, it might make sense. But the way I see it is, when it's put in place, it's there forever. And the thing about it will pay for itself, because presently the line between Cork and Midleton is profitable. It is profitable. It is being used. So that and first off, it was always known as the Cork Youghal line, not the Cork Midleton line. So, it was in the plan originally that they will go to Youghal, but the buck stopped in Midleton, unfortunately for us.
Now, Michael, there would be an argument there that to re-establish a rail line and to make it profitable and make it, you know, viable, that there would need to be somewhat of an explosion of housing and industry between Youghal and Midleton. Do you buy into that argument?
Well, we all saw the building boom in the country, and Youghal was one of them, and along especially the Strand area, the amount of development, home-wise, houses-wise, is it tripled or even more, the amount of houses are after setting up in Youghal. And I welcome it, it's great. But that means more people. And then the other side of, this, of it then, that means more cars commuting. If they're commuting to, we'd say, to Little Island, if they're commuting up to Cork and other parts. And we all can see that the gridlock, and it's actually quite dangerous there in the early hours of the morning, people rushing to go to work. And I'm just surprised there isn't more accidents, because I'm actually in fear of driving up in the roads in the early hours of the morning, the stunts that they're getting up to. There's lines in the middle of the road, broken lines, straight lines, double white lines. It means nothing to them. They're passing out traffic, but I'm not saying that's another issue.
I think it's without doubt. I mean, I'm a road user myself. It's without doubt our roads are clogged at the moment. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll go back to Cove, where I come from. Mm-hmm. And back in the early 90s, Éireann Ó Éireann were planning to restrict and reduce the number of services from the Cove to Cork line. The community got behind it. And, you know, there was never a talk of a greenway back then because people needed connectivity. We didn't have a bus service. Now, I realise there's a bus service going through Youghal, but is it adequate? There's never a traffic jam on a rail line. There's plenty of traffic jams on the road. And we saw recently with Killa and the upgrades now in Castlemartre. Delighted today. Thanks be to God I didn't get delayed coming through today. But I know it going back every evening or coming down in the morning time, there'll be miles and miles of tailbacks. Yeah. So what do you say to people who would say, well, there's only one option. There are no two options. Is the railway line the only option for a greenway? Is there an alternative route? Is there an extension of the boardwalk heading out towards the Quality Hotel and further on?
Sure.
Are there options?
Yeah, well, there is a plan for the boardwalk to be extended out to Red Barn in the future, and I believe that's going ahead. There's also ample grant for the slob bank. Also is very welcome. For instance, the fact that the line, the railway line, was in up and running, and I remember it well, and it was a shame to see it closed. It should have never been closed first day. And you know what? People probably realised when it was gone, it should have never been. It should have never happened. And I know myself, people are really upset about it, but they never really did anything about it. I know I've been inside the council myself. It was brought up on numerous occasions, and we've written to Ian Rodern about, especially when it was falling, the place was falling down, they railed it off. But it's still owned, by Ian Rodern. And the thing about, they're talking about now that they're going to lease it from Ian Rodern to put in this greenway. And once that is put in place, I know, and I hope I'm wrong, but I know if that's put into place, we can say day-day to our railway line.
Now, it's quite timely, Michael, that we were going to have this discussion today, and an article in the Irish Independent today, coming from Irish Rail, they need to reinvest in more rolling stock because they cannot keep up with demand. Mm. And what's very interesting in that is, if we're talking about East Cork, last year, 2017, 908,000 passenger journeys, just under a million, were made on the Cork to Cove commuter line.
Right.
Middleton, 413,000 passenger journeys on Cork Middleton. Mm. Now, I am aware that there were lines up around Ennis, and Athenry, Ennis and Limerick.
And they were closed.
They were closed and they have reopened. Now,
correct.
I'm assuming if the rail line was to reopen, you're talking single line, you're not talking double line.
Well,
is there an option to have a greenway adjacent to the rail line?
I think Health and Safety wouldn't agree with that somehow. And the thing about in Middleton, as you know...
Well, if you were a cyclist, you might have a chance of having a race against the...
it could be. I think Health and Safety would have a major problem with that. But I also... again, look, there's no... There might be other areas where they can put a greenway, but there's no place else to put a railway line. And furthermore, there's expansion in McKilly above McGeely at present, and the thing about it is, like, there's that light, and they have natural gas. We need industries in Yall, and if we can even get the natural gas line extended to Yall from McGeely, we haven't got the industries, so we need infrastructure. And if we haven't got the infrastructure, they're not people, like, I'm not saying they're not going to come, but to make it easier for people to invest in Yall.
So in your opinion, Michael, the re-establishment of the rail line will tick the boxes in the area of tourism, in the interests of trade,
correct,
of jobs, of industry,
100%,
and all that goes
absolutely,
with it.
Absolutely, 100%.
Now, I'm almost caught for time. Look, when will there be a decision known? I mean, obviously yesterday was the closing date for submissions.
Sure. Yeah, well, the thing about I was notified for putting in my draft, okay. And anybody that put in their draft, they will be notified by the Cork County Council that they've received your submission. So, and then we'd be also notified of the different if there's an agreement or a disagreement. But again, tis up to the people's in authority. It's up to the people in authority and the management they're making the decision.
And like all things, is open to appeal then if people don't like the decision?
Well, hopefully there is, but like the fact that I have put in a submission and other people have put in submissions for or against, I'm all for democracy. And the thing about it is, and if there is if there's a disagreement, we'd say with the hierarchy, we'll call them, and the council, the management, it might again come up for submission, but it usually it doesn't.
I think as an outsider looking in, and I'll finish on this, Michael, I mean, debate is always healthy, but once it doesn't divide the people, this should be uniting people.
Absolutely.
That this has to be for y'all and get the best decision for the people.
Sure.
And for the town. Mm. Look, I want to thank you for coming in. I know you're from Fine Gael. I had every intention of grilling you on other Fine Gael matters. You're lucky you've been saved by the bell. But Michael, come in again and have a chat with me, maybe before Christmas, and we'll catch up on this. But we'll chat about a few other things as well. Because, you know, I'm a Fianna Fáil man myself. But you know what? 'tis time to bury the treaty.
Well, the thing about it is, isn't it great to see the two parties pulling together at present, even though I don't talk much about parties at present since I came out of the council, but I still in my heart I'm feeling Gael.
But sure, we're here talking, sure, well, that's
yeah,
the side
of course, it. Like, and it's great that the thing about it is, you know, it was a great election. Because everything that comes to the we'd say the front guys, they must go through Fianna Fáil and they have their ideas. I think it's a fantastic government. We'd love to see the homeless situation sort. We'd love to see the health thing, but it's ongoing. But look, these are the guys we put in.
We'll talk about that again, yeah. Michael. I'm caught on time, but listen, thanks again for coming in, and we'll catch up very very soon.
Yeah,
and listen, as they say. Y'all a boo.
Well, yeah, you mean, yeah, of course.
All right, my man.
Cheers,
take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.